Welcome to the Husky Blood Moon Podcast. It's aside from a podcast, meaning that it's about nothing in particular.
Welcome to another episode of the Husky Blood Moon. This one will be with video. This is your host, Ariel Duran. And I'm back alone. Entertaining as that is. Last podcast we had my buddy Jose Alfredo, Alfred, as I call him, not Batman's butler, who is currently deceased. God knows when DC will give a damn to resurrect him, although he kind of is already in the DC comics, but you don't give a shit about that, so let's not talk about it. It was a good podcast. We had fun. We had a good banter, and the best part was actually the part we didn't record, which was when he got here and talked a lot. Today, I have no such luck. I have no one to bounce ideas off, so I am left to my own devices. That is excellent. That is me giving the okay or the thumbs up sign for those of you who are just in tune into the audio version of the podcast, because since it is me alone, I decided to record myself in video, because what is more boring than just listening to me spew bullshit for half an hour than looking at me at my Bell's palsy face with almost zero facial expression expressing myself in a boring manner? I'm trying to smile now. I don't know if I'm making the smile. I'm telling my nerves to make the smile, but I don't know if I'm making it. And I'm afraid to look at myself in the video to see if I am smiling, because I can look at myself, but I am not that narcissistic. So how was your week, people? I hope it was eventful. I hope that the pandy didn't keep you locked up that much, and that you have been obeying the laws of the land and being a general good citizen and obeying your overlords, masters in the government, and telling by doing what they told you, wearing masks and whatnot. I personally don't give a shit if you do, but, you know, let's play along and help this shit ends as quickly as possible. Okay, what can we talk about this week? Same as it was when the pandy started, you know, lockdown, not going out, very limited to no social interactions, if you count talking to my wife and daughter as social interaction. My mother-in-law came to visit. It was eventful. As you can tell by the narration so far, it has been a fucking boring week. And let's stop talking about that, because it's boring. What else can we talk about? Well, you know, I'm contemplating, you know, that's what I do. That's what most introverts do, contemplate and search themselves. And they usually find a lot of shit that entertains them. But when you try to share that to the general public, it comes out like, that's not a language, and I'm not speaking in tongues. That would probably reference to those of you who do not understand as nothing, gibberish. I'm not saying anything at all. Therefore, you are disconnected. I have to explain these things, because I believe there's some people that might actually listen or view this podcast that are not that caught up with the concept of sarcasm. So I'm trying to do like a PSA in the middle of it. So those of you who got it, you know, just bear with me while I try to get the other ones here, you know, to catch up, you know, so help me out here and please be patient with me, because I am doing this stuff solo. So, like I said, let's talk about the shit that's happened this week. We can talk about, I mean, he's kind of been like a favorite of mine to pick on. But yeah, it's been weeks already, but yeah, let's talk about Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell Jr. Cause I don't think the dad was that kinky that we know of. I mean, he did hook up with Larry Flint back before he died and became friends with Larry Flint. But that was because they had their issues. So if you saw The People's versus Larry Flint, you already know that story. So this water under the bridge. If you haven't, look for it. I mean, I just gave you good options. Just FYI, don't have kids watching that movie because you don't want Courtney Love's tits to be something that they have buried in their brains up to adulthood. Just an FYI. Anyway, Jerry Falwell Jr. Yes. Turns out dude is a cuckold. Yeah. Cuckold. He likes to watch his wife get railed by another man. And the evidence came out. You know, I don't have it here to show you, but, you know, Google it. You know, this 21st century, I just have to talk about it. You just type it and or talk to your phone and it will pull it up and you're welcome. So, another hypocrite bites the dust. And it doesn't give me pleasure, but it doesn't even make me feel sorry for the dude. Because it's a trending thing when people who are, like, very talk a lot of shit about, you have to be this, you have to be that. And telling people what to do, what to wear, what to think, and all this bullshit. And it applies also to you lefties out there. You know, you're getting there. If not, you're already there. So the world needs to chill the fuck out at this moment, especially in the States. But I digress. So Jerry Falwell Jr., caught red-handed by, I don't know if it was the wife's assistant. I don't know what the fuck the dude did at working directly with the Falwells. The thing is, he was, giving the sukalamink to the wife, you know, giving the staminka to the wife. Search out those terms, trying to be a little bit more PC. And he was, like, happy to let the wife indulge in that and also look at how another man rails and fucks to oblivion his wife. I'm just reporting the issue as is. I have no commentary track to that whatsoever other than ew and fuck you and you dirty piece of shit. I mean, what else can I say? You're a hypocrite and a fucking liar. And nice to know that. You know, people just keep living up the stereotype of talking a big game and not living it up. Thank you for joining the ranks of Jimmy Swaggart, Rick Baker, the Baker dude, the one that, you know, PTL shit. Yeah, whatever his name is. He's still alive. A long tradition of American evangelicals that talk a good game, but in their private lives are full of shit. I'm one to talk because I'm an evangelical, but yet I have the mouth of Ozzy Osbourne. You know, I say shit, fuck, and all that nice stuff. But I don't go fucking around and letting people rail my wife while I watch and eat popcorn, allegedly. So I don't do that kind of stuff. That's not in me. So I guess we're even. So there, yeah, what I'm saying is I'm not trying to judge, but yes, I am. So he took a hiatus or left his position as president of Liberty College or Liberty University, the biggest Christian college in the U.S., by the way, with a hefty, you know, severance pay of $10 million. So, you know, getting caught red-handed with audio evidence and text evidence stating that he's a cuckold and he gets a severance pay of $10 million. I guess that's nice. So, you know, it's nice to be born into a business, I guess. So, that's what happened to Jerry Falwell Jr. Now, am I criticizing Christianity? No, I'm just calling out his bullshit. His specific bullshit. Is there bullshit in Christianity? Is the day long? Is the sky blue? Is water wet? I've already used these analogies before, and why I keep repeating them. So yeah, there's bullshit in every single ideology thing that you can find. There's bullshit. Bullshit is rampant everywhere. And religion tends to be the king of bullshit. Does that make bullshit a lie? Well, yes. But does that make religion a lie? Depends. There's some truth into what religions state. You know, love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, the golden rule. There's some truths that you can, anyone, whether you believe in God or not, you can, you know, subscribe to those thoughts. And there's no problem with that whatsoever. However, when you talk a big game, like the friends that I presented Alfred last week, the Rabakukus, which was a very big hit for me. I think some of you might have been surprised that I laughed that much at people talking gibberish in Spanish. These guys are like very extremist religious Christians, evangelicals that go to the streets and they preach their version of the Gospels, which is everybody's a liar. We're the only ones that have the truth. You do as we tell you or you're going to hell. Sounds familiar? So, you know, I having come from that world and I've been attending that world since the age of 13, I kind of understand where their heart is. Their heart, in my opinion, I could be wrong, I don't know, none of them, is in the right direction. They want to they think that they're doing the right thing. Therefore, they're pushing their agenda hardcore because they think and they believe that they're doing the right thing. This applies also to the leftist agenda, to the extreme liberal agenda as well. People that think they're doing the right thing and therefore they will push the subject to the extreme because since they are convinced that they're right, they have carte blanche to do whatever the fuck they want. That's what they think. That's what they believe in. And therefore, they will go after this hardcore, very hardcore. So, is it right, though? No. When you try to force people into doing shit, doesn't matter what. Even if it's good, even if it's right, when you force people into doing it, it's always going to end up badly. Always. 100% of the time. 100% of the time. So I don't believe in enforcing people into serving God or following a liberal agenda or whatnot. So both sides, by trying to enforce the agenda, are fucking up. That's my two cents as an outsider who is barely a Christian and has no intention to force his agenda onto anyone. Just giving my two cents and also to fill time on a podcast. That's me smiling again. So what else can we talk about? Well, last night, although I did not see the pay-per-view because, again, we're in the middle of Pandy and pay-per-views, you know, pay-per-view, and I don't have money to pay with. So I just had to get the information after matter of fact. Last night, as of this recording time, I'm recording on Sunday, the pay-per-view was on Saturday, it was the pay-per-view of All Out of the newly formed AEW, who is barely a year old. And though I cannot critique the matches because I didn't see it, there was one incident that I've seen some videos and pictures of. Wow, that spit flew, and my eyes are now connected to that spit. And we're still recording, and the video must be showing me going a little cockeyed. But let's keep it for comedic effect. Anyway, there was a spot in between the match of Matt. Oh my god, I didn't know that Matt could wrestle. Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara, and there was a spot in which I believe Sammy speared Matt off a crane, and they both fell on top of a set of tables that were put on the floor, covered on a type of tarp thing. But Matt missed the table from the shoulders up, and his head bounced off the concrete. And from the video that I saw, it was obvious the man was in concussion city. He had them deer in the headlights look, you know, that when the engine is running and nobody's behind the wheel. And they stopped the match, but then a few minutes later, they restarted and made the what I guess would have been the plan finished for the match. Now, this has been something that has been very criticized in the internet wrestling community. Specifically, Matt's wife, Ravi Hardy, put the fucking AEW company on full blast, letting them know that in no uncertain terms is she happy with what happened. Of course she isn't, because it's her husband and the father of her children, and I think she's still pregnant. She's pregnant with number three. I think she's getting number three now soon. So this must have been very fucking scary for her, watching her husband head bounce off the fucking floor, jumping from a very considerable height. And as of recording right now, Matt was released from the hospital. Apparently, everything is good. Apparently, he passed all the tests in the hospital, and he's fine, and that he will be showing up to work on Wednesday for AEW Dynamite, which is good news. But there, you see the conflicting stories, because you hear what Revy Hardy said, and then you hear what Tony Khan said in the conference after All Out. Kind of, you know, makes you confused on what's going on, what is actually real, because you would tend to listen to the wife, because hello, she's the one that actually does seem to give a fuck about her husband. While as AEW, you would think, as you know, that would be the first thought in your head, that, well, money first, then the wrestler. I don't know what's going on. I do hope that Matt is okay. I don't know, Matt. But you don't want people to die, don't you? So you say that, I hope he's okay. So I hope he is okay. I hope he will make a full recovery. I hope that indeed he does not have a concussion. But if you watch the video and you Google it or search it on YouTube, it is gnarly. It is, you know, a little scary to watch a man bounce his head. Well, that's the business of professional wrestling for you. Although I don't think that type of spot should happen, and there could be a discussion there or whether high risk spots like that should be taken. That's a conversation for another day. If you see me moving so much, it's because back pain. This chair that I'm sitting on doesn't have back support. Actually, no back support at all. Watch this. For you listening, it's so that I can show you that this chair doesn't even have you know, where you can support your back. So if I move a lot, it's not that I have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. Not to diminish people with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, so don't you be offended. I'm just stating a joke. You know, back in the day when we used to joke, remember those days when people made jokes and you just laughed at it because it was funny and it was dark? And it made you laugh because it was dark, because it opened your mind to the darkness that is in your soul. Remember those fucking days? Now you're not allowed to be dark. Now you're allowed just to be a fucking complacent pussy. So congratulations, America. You're a complacent fucking pussy. So be a pussy, America. Be a fucking pussy. Anyway, I'm still starting spitting. I'm spitting here. Literally. Not that I'm saying deep shit, it's just that I'm literally spitting as I speak. Anyway, this has been very entertaining solo podcast so far. You know, if you guys want, I don't know, I've never considered the fact of making, getting sponsors, because what for? 9 listeners, maybe, at the most. We're just starting barely. This would be like the 19th episode in. So, you know, like, what am I going to get a sponsor for? Like, it's not like I'm slaying YouTube numbers or Spotify numbers or anything like that. But, you know, anything that you guys can do to help out, let me know that you're out there. You know, I would appreciate it. So that way, when I get to do these solo ones, because, you know, with a pandemic, kind of hard to find someone else to do this. And I can only entertain the wife to come here every once in a while. It's not like she's stoked to do these kind of things because I kind of put her in positions that she doesn't want to be. That came out wrong. That came out wrong. Still, I put her in positions that she doesn't want to be and make her talk shit that she doesn't want to talk and kind of offends her kindly because, you know, she's a little goody two shoes. As you can probably tell, I'm not a Mr. Goody Two Shoes at all. I just look that way. But inside is the heart of a fucking serial killer, like Charles Manson shit going on in this head. So, and some of you are like, who's Charles Manson? Make Google your fucking friend. I don't have to explain everything. It's not my problem that I have mileage on me. It's not my problem. It's not my fault that I've been living long enough. By the way, when Manson did his shit, I wasn't even alive. So, chill the fuck out. Tarantino did a movie about it. I mean, for fuck's sake, this shit should be known by now. If Tarantino did a movie about it, it's public knowledge at this point. People in Africa that have never seen a fucking film should know about this shit, okay? And I don't mean to be rude. Or do I? Who knows? Who gives a shit? Anyway. So yeah, we talked about Jerry Falwell being a cockhole. We talked about Matt Hardy concussed himself. Well, and was forced, not forced. Who knows? Who thinks? To continue a match that he probably shouldn't have. The rest of the card, whatever happened, I really don't... Not that I don't care. It's just that, you know, in the greater scheme of things, it's not that important, you know. Oh, yeah. Pattinson got COVID. You know, Robert Pattinson, the new Batman, production had to be stopped because the dude is COVID positive. So we wish Batman a speedy recovery and hope he gets well and that they make that movie because that trailer was fucking dope as shit. And I am very ecstatic to see that version of Batman on film, although the costume I'm still not sold on it because it looks like something that was done for cosplay, not something. I'm still not sold on it, but I don't give a shit because it's, I don't own Batman. I own that figure that I have right there in the back of Batman, but I don't own Batman, you know. So whatever the fuck, I just hope the movie is good. So that one. Also, we found out this week that The Rock, of all people, had COVID with him and his family, but he probably laid the smack it down on that candy ass and whooped it out of his family. And COVID is now considering a full-time retirement because it dared to show up in that man's household, which it should be frightening, fucking frightening to go into any type of endeavor against the Great One. So Rock beat the shit out of that. Who else said they had COVID this week? Oh, yeah, Kevin Nash, a former wrestler. I mean, so I guess that's just COVID's way of reminding people, I'm still around, motherfuckers. I'm still here. So you might get it. You might get that shit on you. So, you know, be warned that this shit is real. And don't fuck around and whatnot. So, yeah, that happened. And what else can we say? What else can we do? I'm scrambling to find shit to talk about because I just always need someone to bounce ideas off. And, you know, a co-host or somebody or like a production type of guy, a guy that produces here, but here with me, not somewhere over the rainbow far away from me. You know, I just need someone to bounce ideas off. Because generally, I think if you get me into the right mood, I can probably make you laugh. I don't know if I'm funny. Some people think I am. I say shit all the time that I make people like, ah, maybe it's a nervous laugh because like, oh, he's a psycho. Get me away from him, please. Or maybe it's like, oh shit, he's fucking dark. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, let's see. You know, as always, I have to talk about personal shit because if I don't share it with my fans, if I don't share it with the people that I have here with me listening or viewing, in this case, my podcast, well, who the fuck am I going to share it? Well, you have your wife, you can talk about it. She already knows this shit. As long as I keep shit from her, me and her are tight, son. Me and my wife are tight. Tight. Very tight. Kind of getting an old DDP yoga shit there. Anyway. So, this week I've been struggling a lot with a lot of issues in my head. Shocking, I know. I hope these facial expressions are something that is worthwhile for you in a comedic sense. If not, then you don't give a shit, and I don't give a shit. Who gives a shit, really, right? Who gives a shit? So anyway, you know, thinking out loud right now, like, for example, the validity of the Bible, you know, are these stories true? And I rediscovered a YouTube channel, which is the 10-Minute Bible Hour. The guy's name is Matt. I don't know his last name, because going off memory and, you know, with sleep apnea, memory is like the first thing that goes. So, but anyways, his videos, if you're a Christian, if you believe in God, and even if you don't believe in God, he's very insightful, and he tries to not to stick to an agenda, you know, like most people do. Like, they're trying to tell you, like, well, you got to believe it this way or not, or you're doing it wrong. But no, he tries to give it to you straight up and shows you the warts of the shit and all. And I say shit, but he doesn't say those words. He's actually well, at least he speaks Christian, you know, as in zero cussing. You're not getting that from me. That's the bonuses that you get with moi. That I just spew shit out of my mouth. And those of you who have the liking of dark humor enjoy this type of shit. So you're welcome. So, but him, he doesn't. But either way, if you are entertained, because I'm kind of a Bible geek. I've always been. Bibles interested me since I was 13. Once I converted into evangelicalism. Let's just say, call it that way. Yeah. After I saw the miracle that God did in my dad, because my dad, I already stated these things before, but it's buried to mention again that my dad was an alcoholic, a womanizer, and a general bad dude. As I was a child, as I stated, he tried to drown me twice. Beautiful memories, by the way. and that's not shitting on him, by the way. I saw him yesterday and he's doing fine. He's a different person now. He doesn't do that, none of that shit anymore. He hasn't touched a bottle of liquor in over almost 30 years now, 28, 29 years almost. So he's been clean. He's been clean, and he's been living a clean life in that sense. He hasn't fucked around with women. He's living a straight edge life, and when I saw that transformation in him, I said, well, there's truth here. There's something here. This doesn't just happen. And once I went into that zone, I became very interested in the Bible. And my dad bought me a illustrated Bible. And I learned, like, I would say 80% of the stories of the Bible through that. Although, you know, the sugar-coated version, because once you really read the Bible, you get into that really hardcore shit, if you know what I mean. If you read the Bible, you know what I'm talking about. That hardcore shit. Oh, yeah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we'll talk about that later. We'll try to find out those stories. At this time, a little difficult to me to pull out just the Bible and just go, okay, let's just read the time where this side chick from a priest was getting gang raped by a whole village. Bro, that's in the Bible. Fuck yeah, that's in the Bible. Fuck yeah, that's in the Bible, son. Women get railed by a whole village. Yeah, they don't see it teach you that shit on Sunday school. Hell no. And that's just one of the stories. There's a lot of dark shit in the Bible, man. And you know what? Me being a dark person, kind of like those stories. And that's the things that I like about the Bible, by the way. Because the Bible doesn't sugarcoat shit. You know, all the lead characters that you see in the Bible are fucking flawed. Flawed to the core. They are liars. They fuck bitches on the side. They steal. They do all the wicked shit that all of us do. Yet they believed in God. That was the only difference between a normal non-believing person and a believing person. That they fucked up royally. Yet God was like, yeah, I'm going to deal with you, you little piece of shit. You're saying that God said shit? He didn't say shit, but just to bring it to a level that you would understand. My glasses are getting damped right now, like you wouldn't believe, because it is getting like dangerously hot in here because there's no ventilation in this room. I've probably lost like 5 pounds already talking to you guys. And for what I see, I've been talking for over 30 minutes. So let's keep this one short and sweet, shall we? Yeah, I think I bored you guys enough. So this was an alone podcast. I hopefully, see, I'm stuttering again because I don't know how to fucking talk. I don't know why you people listen or look at me or follow me on whatever the fuck. Oh, yeah, you guys follow me on my Instagram for the drawings. Yeah, by the way, I am working back again on my comic, The Within. I was trying to see how I put that son of a bitch on Webtoons. Unfortunately, they changed the way how to add the comic, and I kind of made it in one format, and they're asking me to put it on another, and it's been a fucking bitch of a time trying to put that thing over there on Webtoons, other than also the fact that I haven't even finished making the first issue because there are 89 fucking pages. And I now have less time than ever to do these things. Also added to the fact that I'm doing this podcast, and I'm not going to quit the podcast, by the way. I'm not stopping. But and also just a side note there, me going through my personal shit, since I also throw the whole Christianity thing, is that, I'm struggling with my faith. I'm struggling with what I'm believing, what not I'm believing, what not. Could be a time in the future that I start becoming a Mr. Goody Two-Shoes and I stop cussing right away. I am at least letting you know and showing you clearly, you people, I'm not trying to hide what I'm going through. Not like Mr. Jerry Falwell Jr. over there that I showed you in the beginning, that he was faking his ass, making himself look like a very hardcore believing Christian man, when his life was in the shits. I at least have the decency to show you that my life is in the shits. Okay, so I'm not trying to sugarcoat or candy cover shit up. I'm not fucking around. I'm not doing evil shit out there. But I am speaking in a very aggressive manner that might find some very Christian people offensive, and it's not my intention to do so. It's just that I'm trying to be as honest and pure to myself as possible. You know, that Shakespeare quote from Hamlet, "This above all, to thy own self be true." That is my mantra every day, because I can't lie. If there is a God, and please humor me, atheists that are listening, please humor me. But if there is a God, why is there any chance that I have to keep pretending to be something that I'm not? So I'd rather be honest to myself and to others about who I am, and not come and build this fucking wall of pretentious bullshit of appearances that I don't have. What you see is what you get with me. I'm not trying to bullshit people. I'm not trying to reel them in or trying to tell them this or that about me. What you see is what you get. If you like it, good. If you don't like it, more people live in the front. Keep going. So I'm not trying to bullshit you. I'm not trying to feed you something that I'm not. I'm being as honest and as clear as I think that I am, as I believe that I am. That was the longest parentheses ever. Anyway, I'm doing the comic, and I'm going to keep on working on that comic. And hopefully I will have it up soon, to the point that you guys can see some of the stuff that I'm doing. I keep posting it on my Instagram at that Ariel Duran altogether. So if you follow me there, you will see the progress so far. I keep trying taking pictures as I am done with certain panels. Right now I'm coloring, but pretty much the drawing part of it, I think it's like 90% done. The first issue anyways. 90% done, I think. Now it's process of rendering and coloring, and also then adding the letters, which is gonna be a bitch, but it is what it is. So we're gonna do that, and also maybe next time we'll talk about, you know, those dark fucked up Bible stories that I was telling you about. That could be fun. Who knows, you might like it. So anyway, this has been the Husky by Boo. This has been Ariel Duran, and I hope that you guys have had a good time with me, that these 30 plus minutes have been entertaining for you. I do this to just, you know, I'm just shooting the breeze, talking shit, but to the hopes that the few of you who are weird or weirder than me, this actually entertains you. So that's the whole point of this. By me being honest and talking the shit that I talk, I hope this thing entertains you guys. So once again, Husky by Bull, Ariel Duran, take care, and bye.